I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Our loud and local band of the week, Pink Muscles.
The blood lets me lonely as I try to run away. The broken bottle pierced my head. I'm losing up, it's not the best.
It's our loud and local band of the week, Pink Muscles, and you want to find out about them, where you can get their music, where they're playing, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Debut record coming out May 1st. It's called The Signal, and BJ, you're going to love the description of their upcoming record. It's described as each song is a mini horror film, bringing life-jarring tales of demonic male pregnancy, magic tampons, pills that turn humans into insects,
wow,
and gargantuan spiders that fly out of the sun to eat families alive.
Jeez.
I like the lyrical content of the Pink Muscles.
And don't forget, every Sunday night, 10 o'clock, it's Loud and Local, a two-hour show featuring awesome music from here in the Northwest, including bands like Pink Muscles.
Let's play Beat Mix.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down and I'm gonna rock. It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Beautiful Friday.
It really is gorgeous out. I'm now, you know what? It could be the coffee. It could be the lovely treats that Shane and Diana brought in, but I am now in a good mood.
All right. Yeah.
Finally, the sunshine's finally getting to me.
It only took 3 hours.
that's about my speed, brother.
Let's get to our contestant today on this beautiful Friday. We got Addie in Bellevue. Addie, are you there? Addie.
Hello.
Addie.
All right, hold on. I'll put her on
Addie,
hold.
Addie, Addie,
I'll do a
Addie,
couple
Addie,
of things.
Addie, Addie,
wave
Addie,
my magic
Addie,
wand.
Addie, Addie,
all right.
Addie,
oh, hey.
Addie,
Addie, watch where you put that wand.
All right.
Addie in Bellevue, are you there?
Oh, no.
Addie.
She gone.
Oh, no. We got someone else going on for that?
We actually don't have a backup.
She was the backup. So, yeah, if there's anyone, yeah, we'll just...
Oh, the backup let us down.
Yeah, the backup to the backup.
Is it my turn to play against Steve?
Oh,
yes. I want to play.
Wow.
Vicky, all right, Vicky's
turn.
No, it's BJ.
It's BJ, yes.
Sorry, Vicky.
Yes, we've never had a BJ versus Migs on the...
And it's always requested.
Yes.
So it's my turn.
And we've been waiting for that one special occasion to do it, and that special occasion is when our phones don't work properly.
Vicky, we have to sometimes get you in. You're the next one to come in.
Okay.
All right. This is amazing.
All right. So
at least we have a contingency plan. All right, okay. Steve, what's BJ playing for today?
Well, BJ beats me, which he won't. He gets 90 minutes of fear tickets over at the Evergreen Speedway on Saturday, April 29th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want tickets to 90 minutes of fear, you can get them now through etix.com.
All right, Steve.
I imagine whoever wins will just make that number be who wins the tickets.
Absolutely.
Well, I was going to go, if I win, caller number 6. If you win, caller number 9.
Okay.
All right, then. That works out even
no matter
better.
What.
I don't know. Let's make it more confusing, but let's do
That's
this.
What I like to do.
All right, Steve, we'll get out of here.
We'll ask people math questions.
Oh, yeah. I got 10 math questions for you, BJ.
Yeah,
are you ready?
All right.
For those playing at home, BJ will have 60 Damn seconds it. To answer 10 questions. BJ, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Let the arguments start.
Yeah, here it comes.
Are you ready?
I guess I'm going to have to be.
In the event that causes the failure of something or has already started to fail is called the final what in the... is called the final nail in the what?
Coffin.
Yes.
Jesus.
Armada is the word for navy in which language?
Italian.
No.
Spanish.
Yes.
Thank you.
Who played the title role in the 1980 comedy Private Benjamin?
Oh, Goldie Hawn.
Yes.
Thank you.
Who played Samantha on Who's the Boss?
Oh, God dang. I don't know. Alyssa Milano?
Yes.
Okay.
Who played the role of Martin Riggs in the Lethal Weapon movies?
Oh, come on! Mel Gibson.
Yes. Which original Star Trek character was played by James Doohan?
That would be Scotty.
Yes. What were the fifth generation iPods the first to offer?
Touch?
No.
The wheel?
No.
Headphones?
No.
God dang it.
What Olympic athletics competition includes 10 different events?
Decathlon.
Yes. Which two numbers are used in the binary system?
0 and 1.
Yes. What major river flows along the western border of Illinois?
The Mississippi.
Yes, and wow, you got 9 out of 10.
How did I not get the iPhone one? I'm going to be so pissed at myself.
You got 9 out of 10, dude. You did great.
I could have got a perfect 10, though, if I'd have known.
That would have been amazing.
What
if
it's a phone? Did you say iPod?
Yes, I said iPod.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so don't worry about it.
Alrighty.
Oh, man, this is great.
Wow. I know what it was.
Don't say anything.
I suck.
Don't say anything.
I know, but I know what it was.
All right, then.
I suck. That's going to be the deciding one, because I think Steve's going to do well, too.
Oh, this is
exciting.
Yeah. This is really exciting.
I've got a weird tingling in between my legs. I don't know why.
At least half of your body is below the desk.
I have a conundrum here.
What?
If I win, what do I play? The loser song? Or do I play a winner song for myself?
No, I think you play a loser song for me, and I play a winner song for me.
I like that plan.
Perfect. We'll keep on with it.
I like it.
There goes BJ trying to make this game more confusing again.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
I love it.
Yes!
Epic Friday indeed.
And I'm just going to foreshadow, I plan on playing Tina Turner.
Nice!
Let's go!
The event that causes the failure of something or already started to fail is called the final nail in the what?
Coffin.
Yes. Armada is the word for navy in which language?
Is that Spanish?
Yes. Who played the title role in the 1980 comedy Private Benjamin?
Great movie, Goldie Hawn.
Yes. Who played Samantha on Who's the Boss?
Remember her in a bikini? Got me excited. Alyssa Milano.
Wow. Who played the role of Martin Riggs in the Lethal Weapon movies?
Mel Gibson.
Yes. Which original Star Trek character was played by James Doohan?
Oh, I know this. Scotty.
Yes. What were the fifth generation iPods the first to offer?
A camera?
No.
Color?
No.
Generations that offer...
Internet. No.
Damn it.
What Olympic athletics competition includes 10 different events?
Decathlon.
Yes. Which two numbers are used in the binary system?
Is that 1 and 0?
Yes. What major river flows along the western border of the Illinois?
Kwai.
No.
Mississippi.
Yes. And Steve, you get 9 out of 10. No songs. It's a tie. Wow.
And we both got the same one wrong.
Yes.
You gotta be kidding me.
I would like to say it's video, isn't it?
It is video.
God dang it.
Now he knows.
I was close with camera.
Yeah.
You were, but it didn't have a camera.
And I bought my wife and I that one, too. That's why I'm so mad at myself that when it came out, I said, honey, look, I got a little video for you.
Yeah. Ooh, what kind of video was that?
I actually got the first episode of Firefly, and imagine trying to watch it on that little tiny screen, but I did. I was like, oh, hey. That's how I started watching the Firefly series, was on my iPod video.
Terrible.
Damn it. Video.
I know, dude.
I should have guessed that.
Video, yeah, both of us.
Killed
yeah.
both of you right there.
Look, we tied. I think that's actually kind of fun.
Yeah. So yeah. Now we don't know who's the best at Beat Migs yet.
Rematch. We know they're calling
Someday.
Her. And by the way, I said it would be caller 6 or caller 9. Caller 9 would win.
Yeah, and this is what's going to happen. Caller 9.
I knew it. Caller 9.
Nice foreshadowing.
You get your tickets to see 90 Minutes of Fear at the Evergreen Speedway. Caller 9, 206-421-ROCK. Rock is 7625. And I don't feel so bad about it.
No, it was fun.
Actually, I actually did better than I thought. But you are a master at this game. I am surprised I did as well as I did.
Is it trippy with the timer and all that?
Oh, dude, she took video of me. I had a little coffee. I'm jumping up and down because I couldn't remember Alyssa Milano's name or Mel Gibson's name. So I was like jumping, trying to remember the names. I knew who they were, but I couldn't remember their names.
One Texture says, fantastic beat, Migs. Very cool. That was the best beat, Migs, you guys have ever done.
That's fun.
Another person says, this is the only time I've ever rooted for BJ.
That's not true. Remember that time you were alone with your wife and she said, you know, you're that thing. Mm.
Another person says, video killed the radio stars. Yes, it did.
It did. He's right.
Killed both of us.
God dang it, video. Why didn't I remember that?
My stupid guess of color?
Color. Would you like a color iPod? Brand new instead of the black and white ones we got. All right, you want a shot at beating Steve and you can stay on the line so I don't got to play again? Well, then you can do it Monday morning at this time. Beat Migs twice each weekday morning. Don't forget the online on-demand version. Do that anytime on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Steve got a new study out of the University of Iowa. Turns out, and I can't believe this, your kid shouldn't cross the street alone until what age? What do you think?
Well, I got to think back to when I was a kid. I think my parents did a great job raising me, so I'm going to go with 9 or 10.
Danny?
7.
Vicky?
I don't know, 6 or 7.
Rev?
7! 7!
Yeah, you guys are way the blank off.
3?
14. I cannot believe that this is what the researchers have found out. These are legit researchers saying a kid should not be able to cross the street by themselves until they're 14. What? This is there's something wrong with our society. We are making kids less and less able to go out there and be autonomous in the world. I'm with you guys. I remember having the wherewithal to be able to cross a goddamn street. Now, I will say this. With everybody in their phones and not paying attention, maybe there's something to this now that people just don't have the ability to realize that, hey, you should really look around.
That's funny you say that because I just read this morning, Bill Gates did not let his kids have a cell phone until they were 14.
Wow. Well, maybe he's onto something.
He's kind of smart for other reasons, but it sounds like he's pretty smart for that reason, too.
They say until they get out that old, kids don't quite have the motor skills or visual judgment skills to cross a street perfectly safely.
Look one way? Can you look the other way?
They have a hard time judging car speeds, and therefore they think they have time and they don't. Look, science knows what they're doing. It's not that I'm like a scientist, but boy, I just don't know if it's because I grew up differently, but there's no way that it was a problem for me, younger than 14 years old, to figure out how to get across a goddamn street.
Yeah, I just think at this point, I mean, we're getting a little too overprotective. I think we're selling these kids a little too short, like scared. I mean, my parents, I was probably 9, 10, or 11. I don't remember. But they were just like, you can cross the street, but, you know.
Yeah, just know what's up.
You can only go within this amount of area before you need to turn around and come back. But they were never like, you got to wait till you grow some hair under your arms before you can cross the street. That's
even after puberty. Yeah. I mean, because puberty is usually around, 12, 13 years old on average. And now you got to wait even beyond that.
One takes a really great point. You get your driver's permit when you're 15, but you can't cross the street until 14? That seems effed up.
Yeah, there's something. I don't know what they're basing this on. I know they're science. Now, granted, it's Iowa, so maybe they're scientists or. Hey, sorry, Iowa. I love you. Yeah.
Stupid.
I'm with you, Steve. Man, we are helicoptering our parents, our kids to death. We really are. I mean, seriously, my God. The kids, kids of your parents' generation, of my generation, they did so much more and could function on their own so much better than kids today at the same age.
My 6-year-old crosses the street and he tells me when it's clear.
What about that 6 or 8-year-old that drove his car to McDonald's? I mean, that kid knew what was up and he was driving a car.
He can drive across the street. He just can't walk across the street.
That's the difference. Thanks, Steve. You're right. I forgot he was driving, not walking. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You know what you mean? Well, I don't know what you mean.
I was like, huh?
You know what you mean, though. That's why you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. I'm not even allowed to cross this microphone by myself. So 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the Loose, we got your calls. We got your texts at 917 on the ROCK.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the ROCK, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. And ROCK is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. Listeners on the loose, whatever it is, man, you want to bring up a brand new topic to the show or discuss something we've discussed recently or in the very distant past. Haven't had somebody call up and go, you know, BJ, 10 years ago, here's what you and Steve were talking about, and I didn't like it.
And I have something to say about it. I've been formulating my opinion for the last 10 years, and now I'm ready to discuss it.
Waiting for that call.
I think you'll be waiting a long time.
Yeah. Here's the thing. No matter how you do it, Steve has a way you should do it, and he has one rule for listeners on the loose.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy. Otherwise, we're going to have to say, you're out, you're gonged. Goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Simple as that. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. And you can text us at 77999.
BJ, text, I'm talking like as if I'm saying it. Via text. BJ, did you see the list of the hottest redheads? And do you agree? I know you're a fan of redheads like myself.
Dude, I really am.
Yeah, you know, you're a big redhead guy.
And I'm not married to a redhead. And I don't understand how that happened in my life because I find... I find redheaded women with that light skin so damn sexy, and yet I married somebody so far from that. It's really nuts.
You could dye her hair.
She tried it. Didn't work.
Wasn't feeling it?
No, I wasn't feeling
it. Was she not feeling it, or were you not feeling it?
I was not feeling it. But she dyed it a weird red, and I was just like, what are you doing?
What is a weird red?
It was like not a natural color red. It looked like alien red, you know? It was, yeah, it was just, it was, I don't know, it just didn't look like it, and it didn't look right on her.
Okay.
I think that really was the key. You know, there's some palettes where color just doesn't work with you, and, you know, I think you got to know that as a human, man.
So who's your number one favorite redhead in the world of, like, celebrities?
She is actually number 7 on this list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her name is Karen Gillan, and you don't really know she's a redhead because she plays the blue girl, Nebula, in Guardians of the Galaxy. That's where most people know Karen. A lot of us know her from Doctor Who. She was a great companion, Amy Pond. And Karen Gillan. The reason I think she's, you know, before that, it was also Gillian Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Karen Gillan reminds me a bit of Gillian Anderson. And Karen's also so damn good. She is a great performer. She's really talented. So when you
Wow, she is hot.
Yeah, she's... there was a scene in the first episode she appeared on Doctor Who where she dressed up as a sexy cop. She had, like, one of those sexy cop costumes, and I was watching that episode.
Handcuff me.
And I was just like, okay, I will watch this show forever. Yeah, she is terrific, and she's number 7. How about you, Steve? You got a sexy redhead?
I actually just got somebody, and I put on my list this morning. It's funny we're talking about this. I discovered a new film star of the adult variety.
Yes.
Her name is Tana Leah.
Really? Let me see Tana Leah. Oh,
Leah!
Yeah. Holy, wow. I don't know if she's a natural redhead.
Oh, she's natural, all right.
I don't even know if she's natural.
She's, you know what? That's a gorgeous look, though.
She is on fire.
Yes, sir. I can see why you like Tana Leah.
Yep.
She's okay.
At the Tana Leah.
Unfortunately, she's not on the list. I don't understand why.
I don't understand it either. I'm looking at this picture of her, and it looks like she's eating something.
Oh, she's eating something.
Mashed potatoes. She's eating mashed potatoes.
That's actually pretty sexy.
Oh, my God, it is, actually.
I like that video.
Just go to her Twitter page from 12 hours ago. She's just hanging out eating mashed potatoes.
All right.
You know, I wasn't expecting to see an adult film star eat mashed potatoes this morning.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad that I did.
Steve, we have to get back to this redhead list.
Oh, okay.
All right. I know you're captivated. Danny, do you have a number one on your list?
Mine was an adult film star, too. Her name is Faye Reagan. Yeah.
Don't know her.
Oh, you look
Let's look up Faye Reagan.
I can only focus on one a day.
Okay.
So. All right.
I'll check her out tomorrow.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you have anybody that's in the... I see it, Steve. Yeah, she's got very large breasts.
No,
yes.
She's got red hair. Keep your head above her neckline.
I'm sorry, but it's hard to. Her breasts are above her neckline. Jesus.
They kind of are. Yeah. She's all oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. Take it. My God, Steve. Jesus. Somebody get him a mop. Hello. All right, Vicky, do you have a mainstream person we know that's outside of the adult film industry?
Christina Hendricks.
Christina Hendricks, what number movies, 4 on the list.
What adult films is she in?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but she should be. Check that out, man.
Oh, yeah.
She's got the same situation going on.
She was Mad Men, though.
Mad Men.
Firefly.
Firefly, yeah. She was also in Bad Santa 2. She was the chick that Billy Bob Thornton was involved with in Bad Santa 2, if you saw that. Again, Steve, it's nice to know that she likes that highway in Pennsylvania. It's wonderful. Thank you, Steve.
Twitter's the best. You can just post anything on Twitter.
You know what? Here's the thing. I am actually trying to do a show.
So
am
I.
And you're showing me violations of every particular angle.
No,
Close
I'm
Encounters
just,
of the beep kind.
I'm just trying to prove to you that she's a redhead.
Yeah. I couldn't tell, Steve. I think that actually she basically took all the evidence and got rid of it.
So I said, what about Felicia Day?
Felicia Day is not on the list, and I am disappointed in that. I think because Felicia Day is not as mainstream as some of these other folks. Felicia Day in the world of geekdom, and if you also, if you don't know about the new Mystery Science Theater 3000, or if you do, she plays the female bad guy in the new version of Mystery Science Theater 3000 on Netflix. Felicia Day, though, is fantastic, and she's a sweetheart. Remember she came in, she had a massive cold, and she still came in and did our interview anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, she's
Rev
just...
drew a picture of her if she was bacon and she liked it.
Yeah. She's Felicia Day's awesome. Awesome. And she's just attractive on so many different levels. She deserves to be on this list. Reb, how about you? You got somebody?
I would say Felicia Day, but I was thinking about originally Emma Stone.
I don't know
if she's actually redhead or not, but whenever she's got that red hair, oh my gosh.
She looks a little freckly to me, so I think she might be.
She's naturally blonde.
She's naturally blonde.
Whoa. When they make her hair up red or she makes it up, yeah.
So when she was Gwen Stacy in Spider-Man, that's her normal hair color.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I've never seen her except in that particular movie as a blonde. She's number one.
Nice.
Wow.
Okay.
One texter brought up a good one, and I forgot about her, but I used to have a massive crush on a Tori Amos.
Tori Amos,
Amos, I don't know.
Yeah. It's not Tori Amos, it's Tori Ramos?
No, I said either Amos or Amos.
Oh, yeah. Either way, you're right. And she's also not as mainstream, but I agree with you, Steve.
She was a massive musician.
Is it 20 years now?
About 17 to 20 years ago, she was on top of her game.
And she's also...
It's been a while, though.
She's been famous for basically, really being very positive about the tough stuff that's happened in her life. I agree with you, Steve. Tori Amos is awesome. The number two and three get confused a lot. That's a clue who's number two and three on this list.
Okay.
Amy Adams and Isla Fisher.
Yeah. Isla, though, comes in at number two, Amy at number three. And people do confuse them. Number five, for you Buffy fans, and I agree, and also you How I Met Your Mother fans, Allison Hannigan.
Or American Pie.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
The band camp is where she went. She was like, okay, that woman's awesome.
Did we say Christina Hendricks?
Yeah, number four.
Okay, yeah.
That's a picture Vicky showed you.
Yeah, I was just looking at I got a security error on my computer. I should probably stop watching those movies.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of pop-ups, buddy. Kate Mara. How do I know Kate Mara? God, that name sounds familiar. Anyway, she's okay. Oh, Fantastic Beasts. Oh, yeah, she's...
She was in Fantastic Four.
Oh, Fantastic Four. Oh, that... She's a redhead? Oh, see, now she was as a blonde playing Sue Richards, but Kate Mara's a cute chick. We told you Karen Gillan, number seven. Julianne Moore. I agree. Yeah. Nicole Kidman, I also agree. And then last but not least, Jessica Chastain, who, again, it's a good list.
It's a good list. This is a list right up your alley.
I agree. All right, it's more Listeners on the Loose for you, 206-421-ROCK. Rock is 7625. I need a cold shower after that list.
Can somebody tell me how I can un-virus my computer now?
Oh, dude, your screen is, you're locked out.
I have a potential threat on my computer.
Oh, they're going to be mad at you in engineering.
Nope, just delete all. Yeah. Close.
More of your calls or texts at 935.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Rock is 7625. Okay, dude, I got to read this Facebook post from my buddy.
What happened?
He says, I would like to kill the person that thought it was a good idea for eye drops and super glue to have the same size bottle.
Okay, wait a minute. Yeah. You're not telling me that this guy used super glue as eye drops, and he's mad at the labeling, not at his own stupidity.
Yeah. He says he's on his way to...
You some interesting friends,
on his way to the hospital. I hang out with quality people.
Wait, he's actually...
Say.
This really happened.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking
he's
at this.
He's going to the hospital?
He's going to the hospital.
How is it? Is he driving?
That's a good question. Dude, I'll tell you, though, this guy, though, he has been through so much, there's no stopping him. I mean, this super glue thing is just a bump in the road. He could probably drive with it, no problem. He's more of a man than I'll ever hope to be, but he does get into some precarious situations.
He's also more of a moron than you ever hope
to
be.
Well, listen.
No offense.
No offense. Listen, I don't want you to have to run into him after making that comment.
No, I could be wrong.
He's a big man.
Whatever.
I didn't know all of a sudden you could...
How's he going to find me when his eyes are glued shut?
That is a very good point. Hadn't thought about that one. It'll be a little,
Maybe, Are there super glue? Is there super glue out there that looks like eye drops? Like where you would? I mean,
yeah, I don't know. He apparently the one he has looks enough like an eye drop bottle that he thought that's what it was.
It seems really weird that you wouldn't just bother to look at the label that probably says super glue on.
Oh, dude, though, man.
Or Visine on it.
Yeah, I've taken the wrong kind of stuff before.
But have you ever done something that stupid?
I put myself to sleep. I took sleeping pills thinking they were aspirin.
Not nearly as stupid.
Close.
You didn't super glue your eyes shut thinking it was Visine.
You know what? The weekend's still young, my friend. I still got tomorrow.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It's Listeners on the Loose. Let's talk to Anna in Bremerton. Anna, you are on the rock.
Hello.
Anna, have you ever super glued your eyes shut?
I gotta say, no, I have never super glued my eyes shut.
Do you also agree that it's a little weird that that guy didn't bother to notice that it wasn't eye drops?
What's that?
I think you're leading the witness.
My bad.
Okay. Anna, what do you got for us?
So, I was wondering if you guys found out that your kid was skipping class, what would you do about it?
Oh, the death penalty, I think, right? In Steve's house.
I'd sell him to somebody in China.
Yeah. Oh, would you really?
Yes.
All right, there you go. I don't know if I'd sell him to somebody in China. Maybe somebody closer, you know what I mean? That way I wouldn't have to pay all the import taxes and export taxes and all that. Boy, Anna, let me ask you, what kind of a student were you? Because either you or the man that helped make that baby, one of you were a class skipper. So who was it?
It would have to be her dad. Yeah. I was always a straight A student.
Yeah, see, this is the trouble that I tell all parents. I just had this conversation with a friend of mine who's about to have a baby. Most parents do not, they just blind to the fact that their kid is like one of them or maybe even a little bit of both of them.
Uh-huh.
So really, your husband's going to have some good input. It might even be the person that could actually dole out any kind of punishment if there is some, because at least he can relate to her and say, look, I used to do this. So that would be my advice, is to find the person out of the two of you that's alike with this infraction. And then whatever rule you make, let that person present the punishment, because at least there's some simpatico type of conversation that can happen. That's my thought.
If that doesn't work out, make them super glue their eyes shut.
Because Anna, I'm like you. I was never a skipper, and my wife, on the other hand, didn't give a flying fish about anything and rules or anything. And so whenever my kids would display, you know, her kind of qualities, I'd be like, look, dude, I don't get this. You're going to have to help me out with this, because I don't roll like that. And, you know, we had some good conversations as husband and wife and parent, when really, you know, helping our kids get through life, realizing that, look, they get it from somebody. It's either you or me who they get it from.
Was he at least creative with his ways of skipping school?
She decided to meander around our neighborhood, which is a really dumb idea because we live in a pretty rough neighborhood.
Damn. So she can't go. She don't want her to stay home because she could get in trouble, and she don't want to go to school. Damn, dude, you got to get out of that neighborhood, Anna. That's the first thing you got to do is get the hell out. I thought you're in Bremerton. I thought things were cool in Bremerton.
There are some areas of Bremerton that are just not very cool. No, like, we've got at least half a dozen on our street.
Oh, there's some sketch areas in Bremerton for sure.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know what? There go my vacation plans. I thought I was just going to be all over Bremerton.
Wow. Why don't you go to Hoquiam instead?
Ah, now you're talking, Steve. I'm kind of a swim guy, actually. Anna, what do you want to do? What do you think the punishment should be?
Well, given that she was skipping class because she doesn't like her early morning reading class and her grades are just really suffering right now, we're getting her to on a more rigorous study schedule.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Anna, and are you sure she doesn't like reading because she doesn't have any reading issues? Because I'll tell you, I'm a visual learner. I hated reading. And it turned out it's because my brain really wasn't wired to read. And boy, when I grew up, people said I was stupid. I was a moron. Yet when I watch video, I get so much more out of it than the average person does. I learn better with it. My daughter's very similar. And boy, it sucks when people don't recognize that about you as a kid. And I have no idea if that's her case, but if somebody doesn't like to do something, maybe just because it doesn't jibe with the way their brain works, and it really sucks if nobody gets that.
It's funny, we got a text about all this. Someone said that my son was skipping first class. I started to get mad, but then I asked him, why are you skipping, and what class? And he said it was weightlifting, and that he's been fishing in the morning for salmon, and then he smokes it, and then sends it down to Seattle for $20 a pound.
Damn!
I said, go ahead and skip weightlifting.
Yeah. And I appreciate the call because, you know, we take it personally sometimes as parents, really. That's why we get so mad, is like, I don't want my kid to be the one that's skipping. Then I look like a bad parent. And we have to sometimes step back because it's not about us. It really is about the kid. Find out why they're not digging school, because there's a lot about school not to dig sometimes.
The texts are flying in about your friend and his super glue.
Here we go.
Eye drops incident. When one person says, what kind of idiot keeps super glue and eye drops in the same place? Next texter, believe it or not, old people super glue their eyes closed all the time.
Oh, sure, because they probably can't really read the bottle very well.
Another guy says, this is one of my biggest fears as a stoner to make this mistake.
Dude, by the way, this guy's not old. He's a young dude.
One person says, what kind of person or moron keeps super glue in the eye drops in the same location? He got what he deserved, if you ask me.
All righty. Well, you know what? I'll let you tell him that. He's kind of a capable man that I wouldn't want to say those things in front of him.
Well, make out with him if you want. Another person says, you have to squeeze with way different amounts of pressure for those two products. I call BS unless he was drunk or stoned.
Well, that's a possibility. I have to agree with that. Every bottle of super glue and stuff that I've found, you're right, Steve, it's a whole different experience than just eye drops.
Yeah.
Because I also have the lens re-wetter because of my contact lenses, and I would never have made that mistake. But then again, I don't know the kind of...
One person said that. I made the mistake Preparation H versus Bengay.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know what the difference would be.
Well, that's a good question. Where did he put Bengay in the preparation spot? That would be a beating.
That would be very difficult.
Yeah, that would be very... Well, it's like when you guys did the area.
We put Icy Hot on our boys.
By the way, you guys intentionally did that, and you're calling him an idiot?
Yeah, and I call myself an idiot for doing it.
All right, well, at least you're in good company.
Idiot knows idiot. I never said I wasn't an
idiot. No, you know something? That is the smartest thing you've ever said.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're absolutely
That could be
right.
A t-shirt.
All right, let's talk to Giovanni and Seattle. Gio, you, hey. Giovanni and Seattle, how are you, my friend?
Doing good so far. I was actually calling in because you guys were talking about getting in trouble for looking at naked ladies.
Oh, Steve wanted to know because, there was a motorcycle dude that basically got really hurt because some girl was twerking trying to distract him. What about you?
Well, this was back in Los Angeles when I was dating my wife. I was walking down the street around 8 p.m., and there was a hooker show on her hoo-ha, and I just kept on staring.
I'm sorry. Even if you've got
a
woman...
Is that a Tool song, hooker showing a hoo-ha?
That's it. I got news for you, though, Gio. Don't you... Come on, a woman's going to give you a pass. If you get to see somebody's, somebody's cookie factory, that's something we don't get to see every day. Of course we're going to look at that.
I totally get that, but the thing was, we both looked. She looked away. I kept on looking.
I don't blame you, Gio. I would have been right there in trouble with you, man. And that's your... But you're still married to her. It's your wife now, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, well, at least you know what? She's obviously relatively cool that she didn't, because some women might have just said, it's over, get out. You want to see?
Yeah, that one.
All right, Gio, appreciate the call, man.
Wow.
Dude, how come I never get to see lucky stuff like that?
Well, is it really the hoo-ha you want to see, though? That's the million-dollar question.
I come from a time where if you could see any hoo-ha, I mean, the National Geographic magazine, it's not like the women in those magazines were models, but you know what? They were naked. Mm-hmm. They were topless. I was like, I want to see it.
Yes. I mean, I did the same thing. I looked past the fact they had a plate in their lip or whatever they were doing with like some weird, crazy stuff that they were doing with their culture. And I'm like, there's boobs. I'm cool.
You know, and that's something that men now never and boys never ever and some girls never ever will even know what that's like.
Oh, the struggle to find any kind of nudity.
They don't have to do it anymore. They get right there.
Yeah. Just go on your phone or your tablet.
I think that was kind of a great adventure that you would go on to try to find nudity. It really was. I feel sorry for the young men and women of today that don't get to go on that struggle and that adventure. It's right there in front of them, man.
Hey, one person says, back in the day, a buddy put cassette tape head cleaner in his eyes instead of Visine. Ha ha.
Now, those bottles did look alike sometimes. Yep. I do remember that.
So maybe it's just a warning. Whenever squirting anything in your eye, to check the label.
Really look at it.
Vicky.
Oh, God.
There's a label on those.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about this guy who, Jesus. Let's talk about this guy who breaks into a preschool for the dumbest reason. I'll tell you why at 9:48 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's, it's a beautiful Friday. Enjoy this because, as we've told you before, the weather is going to be crap over the weekend. And there's your happy message of the day.
Yeah. Hey, one out of 3 days is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Are the Mariners in town tonight or not?
No, they're in Oakland.
God dang it. I mean, this is a beautiful day for baseball, but whatever. All right, let me tell you about this dude who broke into a preschool. Why, Steve?
Why?
He wanted to take a nap because that's what you do.
I respect that.
This is in New Orleans. Somebody broke into a place called Clara's Little Lambs.
Were all the other kids getting naps, too? Maybe he just wanted to join in on the fun.
That is a very good point. I mean, those preschools do have a pretty good nap situation.
Afterwards, we'll play 7-Up. It's going to be a good time.
11 o'clock at night, though. No one was there. Security camera did get a shot of his face while he was breaking in. Then after he checked the place out, he went to the kitchen, made himself a snack. All right.
So he's living the kid life, taking naps, eating snacks.
Yeah, he built up a bed out of stuffed animals, just made like this makeshift bed. Yeah. Yeah, he didn't leave till about 6:45 the next morning. Cops are still looking for him. Thanks to Shane and Diana for sitting in and watching the show. Ryan Castle, he's up next with your 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Michigan is the only state that still allows undercover police officers to essentially act as Johns while on the job.
And Hawaii was doing that, too, up until 2014.
Oh, see, that's why Hawaii was so awesome, and then they ruined it.
Hanging loose is taking on a whole new meaning.
Yeah, buddy. Damn. Hawaii 5. Whoa! Now I know what he meant by Booker, Daniel.
I'd like to buy an O.
Whoa! Hawaii 5. Oh! That's it right there.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.